I'll tell you what, a lot of the debate, and I'll go to that in a moment, a lot of the debate and discussion at the moment is about the rubbish and the clean-up needed after the weekend storms. I'll tell you where there's plenty of rubbish, and that's political rubbish. My God, doesn't that need a clean-up? It's just unbelievable. Sitting where I'm sitting, it's just not possible to go through all of this stuff wherever you turn. Common sense is out the window. For example, you've got this Andrew Smith now, the chairman of Shell Australia. I don't trust any of these people. They're the people who are out there at the service stations every morning ripping you off. I mean, how on earth can you be paying 109 cents a litre for fuel in Sydney and on the same morning 136 cents a litre in Brisbane? And how's that allowed? Beyond belief. Well, this Andrew Smith, the chairman of Shell Australia, told a Brisbane conference yesterday that, and the point of it is they get away with this. New South Wales and Victoria may have to think about importing gas from Queensland or Papua New Guinea if those states don't open the door to mining. In other words, you've got to let us go out there and rip up the Darling Downs for gas and the Liverpool Plains and the Manning River Valley for gas. He said, I, for one, have mused, M-U-S-E-D, good on you, Andrew Smith. I'd love you to muse with me, I can tell you, about importing LNG to our nation's largest city. I just love the way these blokes talk about importing gas. We already import much of our gas from the other states, and we've done so for decades. Doesn't this bloke know that there are gas pipelines linking the eastern states to reserves in South Australia? They already exist. And another pipeline linking them to reserves in the Northern Territory is under construction. But, oh no, the critics say, if Labor gets in at this year's Northern Territory state election in August, it will impose a moratorium on gas mining there. Well, in that case, how about the federal government start negotiating a sensible national gas reservation policy with the states? We are not short of gas. The only reason New South Wales and Victoria may run short of gas and are paying too much for gas, that's you, is because we've allowed foreign companies to take control of our supply, export most of it, and then sell what's left over back to us at prices 50% above what countries with no gas pay for the gas they get from us. Could government just start talking about a national gas reservation policy?